whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Here's your tease for the future.
G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Fan After Dark is coming up at 7 o'clock with Fred and Blake. They're on fire there. A must-tune-in show. Rising stars here in North Texas broadcasting. Time now, though, for a chuck wagon. Here's Zachary.
All right. Tomorrow, by the way, everybody, you can join the G-Bag Nation at Christie's in Lower Greenville Avenue tomorrow afternoon, 2 to 7. Come on by. Say what's up. Fellowship with us. We'll be talking football. Join us. They'll be serving Stella in buckets and on draft. That's tomorrow at Christie's on Lower Greenville. Brought to you by Stella Artois. So we'll see you there, and we'll be partying with you, Artolos, and we love you dearly. All right, let's get to the chuck wagon here. Do you guys want to start with college football? We can go Nick Saban. I've got a dunking on Feinbaum. Or we can go to the hockey if you want to do some quick puck with a P.
Pucking right.
All right, let's go puck.
Pucking A.
Let's go with the Washington Capitals.
Puck
now,
yeah.
My goodness. Well, it was a tremendous game. Washington and Edmonton, they're going back and forth. Third period comes around, and Washington, unfortunately, not able to get the win as Corey Perry, former Dallas star, rips a one-timer past Caps goalie Logan Thompson. Well, there's a reason why this goal ended up being a little controversial, as it did not seem like Logan Thompson was even aware the puck had been shot. It seemed like he was distracted. Focus wasn't even on the play. Why could that be? Washington Capitals goalie Logan Thompson, take it away.
What happened on the Corey Perry goal?
Yeah, it's, you know, I've never seen nachos and cheese on the ice there, and it's a weak goal on my part. I kind of stopped playing, and I was distracted, and yeah, I've never seen that before, but you know, a goal still counted. I don't know the rule, so it is what it is.
Well, what about the conversation with the referees, and because you kind of waved your stick, because were you thinking they'll stop play?
Yeah, and I was swearing a bit, saying there's some cheese on the ice, and but you know, they didn't see it, so it's not necessarily their fault, and I don't really know the rule on that, so like I said, I got to play to the whistle, and that one's on me.
You know, I didn't think that you needed to stop play. Those guys by the end of a period are skating through some pretty choppy ice at times. I can't imagine the nacho cheese would slow you down that much. You know, the balance, the athleticism. We'll get this cleaned up at the next stoppage of play is the way
amazing.
That I would look at it as an official.
Yeah, this guy's clearly cranking up the old excuse machine here on this one. And I don't know, maybe there is something to be said for home ice advantage once a game. You can have a fan with a well-timed tossing of a concession item onto the ice.
I mean, it is a whole tray of nachos.
It is pretty wasteful.
They've dumped on the ice, and they literally go after the goal, and they clean up the ice and all the cheese that is smeared all over the ice, and it is an incredible look. Like, I've never seen anything like this before. I can understand being distracted, but you've got a job to do. You can't allow something, even if it is just like jarring. I can't say I've ever seen this either, but my goodness, you've got to stay locked in and come poised as hell in front of the net like that.
Yeah, you really do. That's your domain. Okay, and this wasn't even like right in front of the goal either.
No, it was kind of up by like the face-off dot. A little bit up to the left side of the cage.
At least this wasn't a loaded nacho. This looked to be just a standard chips and cheese situation.
Not even jalapenos on there.
Yeah, no jalapenos, no beef or whatever. But I'm assuming, are they doing something to punish this particular fan?
Oh,
or are they going to...
I don't think you could ever come to an NHL game again.
I haven't heard follow-up.
You're watching on TV.
I mean, that's worse. I don't know. Is it worse than what the Yankees fans did?
No.
It's not worse.
No.
So, no,
I
you would have
him ripping the ball.
They were physically
out of his
glove. Like possibly.
I thought that was pretty awesome.
Bats.
I mean, maybe if you threw like the ice ball from a snow cone at a player on the other team who was trying to score, you know, you could reach Yankee level. I thought the gals that came out with those little tools,
the shovels,
did a pretty good job.
Yeah,
they did.
They made quick work.
The ice
of that.
Girls. Yeah,
that's what they are. The ice girls.
They're called the ice girls. Yeah.
They did a fantastic job.
Oh, this is for the Stars. That's what the Stars ice
stars
girls
are the ice girls.
Yeah, Stars are
maybe
the ice
everybody
girls.
In the league calls them the ice girls. I don't know if they've got a specific call here in Edmonton or in Washington, but either way, it was. I mean, we get stuff thrown onto the ice, like hats for hat tricks. They do the catfish. We used to have octopus in Detroit. That used to be a thing at Joe Louis Arena back in the day.
Yeah.
But Yeah, never seen a whole box of nachos. It was absolutely insane.
Even a puck boy like yourself hasn't seen that.
I know.
I did think he was borderline sexist to send the gals out there to clean up, didn't you guys? Like, that seems more like Zamboni purview to me.
Yeah, just get the whole, just pause the game. Let's get the Zamboni out there. Yeah. It's the job, you know, I guess.
Hey, speaking of hat trick, Dawson, would you throw a hat on the ice if it was one of your best hats?
Yeah, big hat trick, sure.
One of your best hats.
That's why you don't wear your best hat to the hockey game.
Well, they make sure to get every single hat back to the people, Brian.
I'm burning through hats. Is there a bin at the end of the game you can go try to sift through your deal?
You write your name on the hat, and they make sure to get it back to you.
I don't think I have a hat for any more than 90 days. I'm in and out of hats.
That's right, Dawson. You're not throwing the hat. I know you're not.
I have no problem throwing the hat because I'm going to ruin it. Especially in the hot summer heat here in Texas with the sweat stains
best
on it.
Best hat you're going to throw on the ice.
I mean, if it's like a Stetson or something like that?
No, it's like,
hat.
It's like one of your...
it's your World Series Rangers.
No, you seem...
Oh, World Series Rangers hat? I'm not throwing. No, okay. The logo on the there side.
Yeah,
no.
The logo.
The PGA hat, the nice PGA hat.
But that's going in, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, those are disposable to me.
All right, so you're going to get another one when they come circle back around. Let's interview the guy and get some more hats.
he's gonna get
another Dawson's
one.
The one that gets the care package, and the rest of us are like, here, $17.95. Get your own damn hat.
I mean, when I was a kid, I would like to hold a new era fitted cap for maybe a couple of years. Yeah. But then at some point I realized after a month or so, it looks too gross, you know? I'm done with it.
So your championship hat's not going. We've learned that.
No, because I'm keeping that up on a shelf in my office. I'm never wearing that again. You know, maybe to a huge Rangers game, but I'm basically keeping that for eternity.
Yeah, no, 2-4. I know they don't actually give me the hats back. I was just busting Brian's balls.
What about the other 2-4?
You guys shouldn't talk about hockey. You don't know your ass from the goal about hockey.
Classic Stars fan. Yeah. You guys need to embrace new fans more. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, congratulations the sport. To the captain, Jamie Benn.
Don't obsess over them.
Hey, great line, though. You don't know your ass from the goal about hockey.
That's a tough one right there to know the ass from the goal. And you're right, I don't.
Yeah, you were talking about people throwing things on the field or the ice or whatever, right? Like fans? Mm-hmm. Derogatory, right?
Right.
Okay, I heard about this just the other day. The Philadelphia Phillies, they threw some batteries at a player because he didn't accept to be on their team or something like that. Hold on, let me Google this.
Is this the guy, the first round pick?
Hold on.
This is the first round pick.
Yeah,
well.
J.D. Drew, 1999.
Oh, wait, this is a baseball
He signed with the St. Louis Cardinals instead of the Phillies, so the Philly fans start throwing batteries at this fool.
Again. Surprising thing. Yep. Again is right. Congratulations to Stars captain Jamie Benn. Him and his wife Jessica have announced the pregnancy of their first child. So they were married in July, and now here we go. Baby number one for the captain, Jamie Benn. So congratulations to the Benn family.
He shoots, he scores.
Mike Tirico.
Got that one past the goalie.
We were just talking about like who's a harder worker. Is it Mike Tirico? Is it Kevin Harlan? Mike might have heard because now he's going to be a part
NBC. Damn right he is.
As he is going to lead their play-by-play for their NBA coverage.
Yeah.
So he's like, Harlan, you're not one-upping me, baby.
No.
I'm getting myself some NBA gigs. Here is our guy, Mike Tirico. That's going to be awesome. I'm excited for the NBA coverage on NBC. Boring.
Tirico's boring.
Gosh, you're a hater.
He's such a square.
Yeah. He's a square?
Yeah.
Who's not a square in broadcasting that does play-by-play? You think Harlan's a square?
Absolutely not.
Take off your bra and be a man. That's definitely not a square.
I mean, Mike Breen is, you know, pretty squarey, but Tirico's too generic. You know,
Tirico,
it doesn't matter what sport I'm watching. It seems like he's describing a golf match.
I kind of feel like he asks questions of the analyst person. He's always like, well, what do you mean by that? Like, he's trying to like...
Well, he's working with people that aren't that good anymore.
Oh,
I think Collinsworth, get him out of here now. I think Romo, get him out of here now.
No, but he's trying to get the color guy or gal to explain.
Yeah, setting them up for some success where usually they're just giving him poochies.
Yeah, I think he's trying.
You know,
definitely a professional broadcaster. Yeah. I just don't like the personality.
Fair enough. You know? Fair enough. But I think he's brilliant. I really do. Okay, let's
He was
get,
nice to me one time. Would. That's why I'm like.
Oh, one time he was nice
Oh, gosh.
To
you remember,
what about the other six times?
No, I met him. I had dinner with him and John Gruden one time.
Oh, that's an annoying. Okay, what'd you guys talk about?
No, we talked about football the whole time.
Football.
Football.
Talked about the nicey players of the week.
Oh, did the sides make John feel nicey?
Now we were eating at the Four Seasons there. That's where we're staying. And then later in the year,
buffet.
Tirico sees me on the field. He's like, hey, Brian, how's it going? That's I'm like,
now you're boys.
Oh, hi, Mike. You know,
I have Tirico being a tuck in the napkin in the shirt collar.
Nah, he was pretty. He was. I could he's see got some great stories.
I could see it.
Great stories.
Where's the lobster bib?
Yeah.
Even if he's not eating lobster.
He's bibbing
bro,
this thing.
If you're not wearing, you, the way you spill stuff all over yourself, you need two lobster bibs. That night at the hibachi place,
he's
you had
gonna,
that
you're
stuff.
You're never going to let me forget this.
Well, and it bro, wasn't, you're like saying Mike Tirico needs to wear the lobster bib.
I didn't, well,
bro, you need a bed sheet.
I'm totally
I don't even
cool
think he needs, I think
sheet.
He's a prim and proper gentleman. I think he can put down quite a bit.
A food?
But I just think that he's going to be classy
eat.
In the way that he
he'll
consumes
eat.
It.
Yeah,
I
classy.
Feel like he's tucking in
but,
the bib napkin.
But Wolchek's acting like that he's all like not going to spill anything on himself.
Yeah, because he's classy. I'm not. I'm spilling on myself. That's how you know it's a good meal.
That was amazing.
That's not even the coolest thing.
Eric, did you
ever
look over at him? Did you look over at him and he just had this like?
I had
massive,
to throw that shirt away. That was stained permanently.
I was more impressed with Wolchek's performance at Topper's that one night.
Oh, where he was grabbing drinks off the table.
No, he ate a piece and piece off of
a piece.
That was a forgettable night.
He just was
you guys going to finish this?
He took slices off a table after the people had left, and then he just slapped them down on our table with no buffer between the actual pizza and the
was
table.
That the night he
while
was,
we waited for our actual pizza to come
that
out.
That was like the
was
entire
was that the night
day.
You were fighting the you wanted to fight the MMA guy?
I think
oh,
this
yes,
I think
it was.
This might have all been the same.
This was the post game meal after trying to fight the MMA.
Him and Jane went Oklahoma drill on the beach in Oxnard.
I mean, that was a hell of a night, and I have no regrets.
No, that was a legendary performance.
That was delicious pizza, and I hadn't had pizza in so long. All right, let's get to Matt.
Yeah,
Rule.
He was at the height of soda at that point, dude. He hadn't had a carb in 6 months.
I was like, screw this. I'm going for it. You guys get out of my way. Don't look at me right now. Don't look at me. Matt Rule continues to bury Paul Finebaum at every turn. He can't stand him. So Finebaum's always going to just cape for the SEC. But now you've got back-to-back Big Ten natty champions, Michigan and Ohio State. And I owe the Big Ten an apology. I still believe you are top-heavy, okay? You have three really, really good teams. The rest of the conference, I think, a little meh. Like, if you look at the depth of the conference, is it as good as maybe some of the others? I think that's up for debate. But the top, it's the cream of the crop. There's no question about that. And now you've got Matt Rule posted on Twitter this hilarious video, just dunking again on his friend, Paul Finebaum.
Remember when? I think four teams from this league should get in every year because this is the best league. This is the NFL of college football in my mind. That's not to diminish any other league. The SEC is amazing. These other leagues are great, but the challenge in the Big Ten is going to be really difficult.
Teams in the playoff. Paul, what do you think of that?
Matt, stay in your lane, okay? Job one, win enough games to get to some stupid bowl game. Don't worry about the big boys because you're not one of them.
A few moments later.
Does the Big Ten own college football?
The answer, Greeny, is yes. The Big Ten at the moment owns college football. And there's no way you can say it doesn't. When you go back to back, that's generational.
Yeah. Back to back, Michigan, Ohio State, Matt Rule. Right now, kudos to you, bro. Yeah. You were right.
He's right.
You're right. And Finebaum, he's got to eat his words and still look like someone's thumb.
Well, like right off the jump, though, this next college football season, Texas at the Shoe.
Yep.
So the SEC rematch, versus the Big Ten right off the jump.
Here we go. It's going to be fun.
But it's one thing to show respect to Michigan and Ohio State. I mean, Nebraska.
Yeah.
You know, I think Finebaum has a point here as well, well, guys.
Don't worry. My Huskers, you're gonna
worry
right.
about winning enough games
right
to get to
year.
A crappy bowl game.
They got to a bowl game. And they did. And
was that in the Pinstripe Bowl thing? Did I watch video of them playing in that Pinstripe Bowl?
You sure did. Okay. You sure did. You saw the Huskers in that Pinstripe Bowl.
I did.
And they were kicking ass and taking names, man.
All right,
let's get to Nick Saban. They probably lost. I didn't pay attention. I didn't watch that.
Wait a minute. You and I got in a big old fight about Nebraska one day.
You said that they had all of a sudden taken a turn as soon as I'd claimed them, which wasn't true. They won two games afterwards and then completely crapped the bed.
I just wanted to make sure.
They did stink.
You and I
they
did fight about that, right?
We did. We did. And I still have a soft spot for the Big Red. I don't know why, but I do like Nebraska. It's probably because Rex Burkhead went there. And I did go to a game there, and they won me over. I thought it was an amazing Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Incredible place to go watch a game. Okay, Nick Saban was on the Pivot podcast, talked about his biggest regret. What was that, Nick?
When I left LSU, that was probably professionally the biggest mistake that I ever made. Not because we didn't have success in Miami, because I enjoyed coaching in Miami. But I found out in that experience that I like coaching in college better because you could develop players personally, academically, athletically, and all that a little more than in pro ball. Even though I love the status of coaching in pro football and the kind of guys you coached and you're coaching in the best league against the best players, I loved all that. So then I can't go back to LSU, go to Alabama, and no disrespect to Alabama. It's not Alabama versus LSU. It's just Jimmy Sexton stood on the balcony when I was getting ready to leave LSU and make a decision about whether I went to Miami or stayed at LSU. And he said, what do you want your legacy to be as a coach? Do you want to be Vince Lombardi or do you want to be Bear Bryant? And without hesitation, I said, Bear Bryant. Yeah. And he said, what are you doing going to Miami then? Mm. That's true. I don't know if I ever told that story, but that's the truth. We outside of Skip Bertman's office on the balcony, and I went anyway.
Mm. You went anyway.
Gosh. So,
college was
that makes
always,
me sad because yeah. That's my school.
Yeah, I think it would have been at LSU.
Gosh, that's my school. Like, he could have been, like, he could have potentially done what he did at Alabama all those years.
It was dominant.
For LSU.
Just run the Tigers, man.
Gosh.
How would you feel about maybe an additional 6 or 7 championships right now, Brian?
Unbelievable. I would pay.
Unbelievable.
I would pay for every one of them. Seriously. I mean, that makes me sad.
I know it would.
Gosh, it makes me sad. I've never heard that.
But then also for Dolphin fans, it's like, man, his heart was never really in it at the NFL level. Like, he knew he was going to go back to college, and he did. He told everyone, I'm not going to Alabama. I have no interest in the Alabama.
Well,
I'm not going to
be the head coach of Alabama.
He had one foot out the door as soon as he signed the contract.
He became Bear Bryant and better at Alabama.
He sure did.
Well, thank you, old Chuck.
Thank you.
Sounds of the Sports Day, Chief?
Yes, featuring Jameis, Mad Dog, and Dan Hurley.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back, Nation. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Here's the Chief.
Okay, thank you very much. 877-881-1053. Sounds of the Sports Day here in the G-Bag Nation. Got a handful of contestants today. I would like to acknowledge, I know Broadus is probably working the phone lines in there, whatever, sourcing his tail off, trying to get to the bottom of the shoddiest hire in football history, but I saw from Dallas, Texas TV the announcement of Bluebell. See what Bluebell's got concocted?
What is Bluebell doing now?
I guess they're putting a Super Bowl spin on this thing. Bluebell has announced new Mardi Gras King Cake ice cream flavor.
When are they going to put that out? When are they going to put this out?
That's a good question. I don't have those details.
I'll get it for you.
I've had King Cake ice cream before. Was it not? Maybe it wasn't Bluebell.
Maybe it wasn't Bluebell. We know they do it the best. So yeah, it's a delightful looking purple container.
Yeah,
and it's kind of a greenish looking ice cream with some purple accents within it.
Yep.
But I know you're a King Cake guy.
Love the King Cake.
I am going to crush a ton of King Cake when we get to New Orleans for the Super Bowl.
You should.
That'll probably be my nightly dessert.
How close
perhaps breakfast.
How close is Mardi Gras for when the Super Bowl? How many weeks after?
Might be a week.
Is it the week after? I should have looked.
Yeah, I'm going to be getting beads, okay? So is Wolchuk.
Okay, Tuesday, March 4th.
Okay, so it's a full month after then.
Full month.
All right, we'll see some of the hints of it, though, starting out.
Oh, it starts on Saturday, January 6th, and concludes on Tuesday, March 4th.
There you go. Be nice to see a parade.
So the day after we leave.
Oh, wow.
I think, right?
February 6th. Is that what you said?
Starts on January 6th.
Yeah, the parades are going on right now.
Tuesday, March 4th.
I wonder with what happened during the Sugar Bowl, if they're kind of limiting the parades.
That's their Mardi Gras season.
Yeah. But anyway, the parades are a blast. I'd love for you guys to be able to see a parade.
So we got some stuff going down now. Now, Fat Tuesday
is March 6th.
Is February 3rd and March 9th. They're doing double up Fat Tuesdays.
Double Fat Tuesdays?
Yeah.
Sounds historical.
God, I've got to get on that and make sure that all my guys down there.
Might be able to get some Mardi Gras festivities going on there. It sounds like they got some stuff happening.
Wolchuk's going to be bead collecting out there. Okay, he might set a record.
Yeah. You kidding me?
We got to take his card away from him so he doesn't let anything bad
happen. No, take my phone away from me.
The last time that happened. That's remember he was there?
Do. He had one of those ladies steal his phone and cash app herself.
Yeah.
Blessing her own cash app. And then when Wolchuk woke up on the curb with his shorts as his shirt and his shirt as his shorts, he found out in real time that he just got completely set up for failure.
Yeah, just don't go into that Rick's Cabaret off Bourbon. In fact, maybe we should stay away from Bourbon.
No.
Makes one of us.
Okay, here is let's kick off the proceedings with Jameis Winston. I don't know if you guys saw this, but this is the greatest sports endorsement I've ever seen. This is everything coming full circle here for Jameis Winston as we can all prep ourselves for the big game.
What's up, y'all? Jameis here. As you make your plans for the big game, go right now to get a pound of free crab legs with a purchase of $250 or more from Fulton Fish Market, an official partner of SFC. So go now to FultonFishMarket.com/free crab.
Free crab. Brilliant.
That is
endorsement of the year.
It is, man. I don't know that we've ever seen anything quite like that before.
That's awesome.
How
do you not love that guy, even taking crab legs?
Oh no, he's phenomenal.
Those guys gave him the crab legs, right? He didn't take those.
He straight up stole those crab legs.
No, I don't think he straight up stole them. I think they were
five finger discount.
That was a time where you couldn't have anything given to you for free, even if it was simply wasn't it Jim Harbaugh like bought a cheeseburger for one of his recruits and that
problem
that set off the alarms.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think in my head like how can you duplicate that. The Jameis Winston crab leg fiasco turning it into a huge win. This is like Kyler Murray to some extent with the Call of Duty stuff always being a nightmare. And then all of a sudden now he's a Call of Duty spokesperson and he turned it into a bag for himself.
Yeah. Yes. Nate Newton, maybe at a popular dispensary. You know, hi, I'm Nate Newton.
There you go.
We're in a legal state, so you don't have to worry about driving home with this fat bag of weed.
That was perfect. You just writ that. That was outstanding. I was maybe like Michael Vick getting an SPCA sponsorship of sorts. You know, that'd be things coming full circle in a big way.
I mean, he was actually one of the best things to happen for dog fighting awareness. You know, not many people knew it was still happening.
Yeah.
After Michael Vick.
Now we need someone
to
fall.
Fighters were on the run.
We need someone to fall on the cockfighting sword because that's the thing that's really rampant right now.
The cocks?
At some point, that's going to happen. There's going to be an athlete that gets popped for the cockfighting, and then finally we can put an end to that. All right, let's go ahead to, how about our guy Mad Dog? Speaking of doggies.
Woof, woof, woof.
Let's get to Mad Dog. He's got a little Chiefs rant here. He is sick of all things Chiefs. Kelce, Swift, he hates the color red.
Oh, I love this. I'm going to be drinking these tears for the next 5 years, dude.
Me too.
Sit back and enjoy it. It's greatness.
Yeah, yeah, and this is a a good rant here from Mad Dog, but it's a little bit more measured with his tone.
Maybe he'd had some gummies.
Yeah, yeah. He might have doubled up on the gummies or whatever. He's a little bit chill with this one, but it's pretty poignant.
And I've had enough with Kelsey. I've had enough with the girlfriend. And now I got Caitlin Clark in the mix. Who, by the way, I saw Caitlin Clark play, 50 games in college basketball the last 2 years? Parts of it. I never heard one reference. I never saw a father with a Chief jersey on. I never saw her with a Chief hat on. I heard not one reference in 50 games that she was a Chief fan. And then all of a sudden now, I was a big Kansas City fan. Oh, come on, stop, please. I mean, I understand you want to be a fan because they win. But that was tough to tell. I am so Chiefed out. It's ridiculous. And, you know, ESPN, they're going to be as guilty as everybody else. They're going to show Swift and her in that freaking press box until the cows come home. when Taylor Swift's Bob Dylan, come back and talk to me. Come back and talk to me.
He does. But she has that sort of impact. Dylan.
Not for the 18-year-old girls like my daughter. Come back. You can use Swifties. You can say anything you want. Come back and talk to me. When you change music, come back and talk to me. That's number one. Boy, I'm sick of Kansas City. That's number one.
Yeah. Okay.
That's number one.
That was number one. That was 60 plus seconds of just point number one there.
I don't think she's that photogenic. I don't like the red lipstick, you know, but it doesn't bother me. You know, it's just it's a very quick shot. But I love how annoyed people are getting. I think this is what happens when you start reeling off championships. Can you imagine how strong that salt is going to be when they three-peat?
Oh, it is going to be glorious, dude. That's a great drop, though, that we can keep. I'm super Chiefed out from Mad Dog right there.
That's pretty good.
But he gives you the Bob Dylan reference. He's got a Cows Come Home reference there. Absolutely in his bag. But once again, he wasn't screaming at the audience. You know, it was a little bit more of a measured approach there. Feels like he's genuinely just like saddened by everything that the Chiefs have going on. He's now taking out Caitlin Clark, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I feel it's genuine angst from him, you know, and I appreciate it. You can't rear back and throw the 102 every time, though. You know, you'll blow it out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He knows that, especially at this point in his career.
Yeah.
I mean, settle down. Okay, now we get to Dan Hurley last night, UConn basketball coach. He sort of berated the official. They end up winning the game over Butler. At one point, he's arguing with the official, and the official just walks away from him. Wants nothing to do with the conversation. He chases the official down and says, "Don't turn your back on me. I'm the best bleeping coach in the sport," which is one heck of a confidence bar right there. Alpha male Dan Hurley. He's asked about it after the game. Here's what he said.
I think TV got you saying something like, "Don't turn your back on me. I'm the best coach in."
Did I say that?
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I know we you know, I'm going to sound like an asshole here. Mm-hmm. So, the TV likes me, camera. But like, I just wish they would show these other coaches losing their minds at the officials in other Big East games that I'm coaching, where I look going into a timeout when I'm not talking to officials. I see the other coaches as demonstrative as I am. But, you know, the camera, obviously, I've created this for myself. I'm not no victim. But I just wish that they would not have the camera on me 90% of the time, unless they feel like it's driving ratings. And more assholes on Twitter that could put clips of me from a game and say, "Yeah, look how big of a monster he is. He's yelling at a ref again. What a monster.
What a monster.
What a monster." Yeah, he's great for the sport. It's high-level entertainment with this guy. He's a total nut job, certified psycho.
Yeah.
It's paid off for him.
That's why he's great.
Yeah, yeah, it's part of what makes him great for sure. I'm sure it's not easy to be refereeing some of those games, no doubt. But he probably does have a pretty good point there about the cameras being on him, even when he's just chilling, and then the opposing coach is letting the refs have it. Like, let's not think that. Every single coach is red in the face, screaming at refs, seemingly every single game. But no one's ever dropped a bar like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm the best coach in the bleeping sport. You better look me in the eye when I'm talking to you.
Don't turn your back on me.
You and back to back best coach.
I mean, no, nobody else has the flair for the dramatic like that. No. The ability to turn a phrase and, you know, entertain us. If I'm the cameras, I'm not spending a single moment on the other coaches until Dan Hurley shows me he's lost his fastball. I don't see that happen anytime soon.
You know who hasn't lost his fastball is the Hornets play-by-play man. We've played him plenty. I know he tickles many of us with some of his calls. Very electric. This was actually him. This is Eric Collins, voice of the Hornets. This was during the Mavs game the other day, so this one hurts a little bit more. Hits a little too close to home. But what do you think about this call on LaMelo Ball?
Wow. Great defense by the Hornets. Dallas can't get anything going. Hornets get it back.
Living LaMelo Loco?
Most entertaining player in the game right now.
Living La Vida Loca.
Dude, I saw a stat where like he leads the league by a mile in 3-point attempts off of 1 foot.
He'll never take the same 3-point shot.
No.
Sometimes he likes to turn him to the side and get them both set and barely jump. Sometimes he likes to take runners. I mean, the guy, just get him on a good team. And this might be your cure for the NBA ratings. Watching LaMelo Ball play, it's the closest thing that an NBA player can actually do the and one stuff and not turn it over 12 times a game. One of the most efficient, you know, producers in the sport as well. I don't know. It seems like he should be a Laker at this point, yes. Not too distant future. When's he going to be a free agent?
That's a good question. I'm not exactly sure when he's supposed to be, but it feels like it's only a matter of time before he's like, get me out of Charlotte, please.
Yeah.
Put me somewhere where I can matter a little bit more. Okay, now finally we'll play this. I don't know if you guys have seen or heard this because we were doing the show on Monday during the inauguration. Mm. But apparently Billy Ray Cyrus was a part of the...
Achy Breaky Heart guy?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Now he's the Old Town Road guy.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know what happened here. There were technical difficulties across the board. He's having big time voice issues. I don't know what's happened to his voice. This is the single worst concert performance you've ever seen or heard in your entire life. This is just a snippet of the disaster. It's just him up there by himself. Nothing's working. You can see all the instruments for what should be like a full band, but there's no instrumentalist there. It's just him. And I am going on a limb here and calling this the single worst concert performance of all time.
Wow.
I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. Gonna take my horse, Old Town Road. I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I can't no more. Y'all can put your hands together now. I like that. If you encourage about, keep going. They told me to kill as much time as possible. So,
check.
Hey, is my guitar still on? I think they cut me off. Is my guitar on, guys? I don't hear my guitar anymore. Where's everybody at? Check. Is anyone back there? Y'all want to sing more, or you want me to just get the hell off the stage? I don't give a damn. I'm on, but it ain't playing, man. I guess it's dead. You know what? Hell, just snap your fingers. That's okay, bud. That's okay.
That's okay.
Or you can tell my lips to tell my fingertips. They won't be reaching out for you no more.
He's hammered? I think.
Thank you. Good night.
Go on stage right now.
Thank you. Good night.
Oh my dear God.
I think it's just old.
The tech issues. They were not his friend.
I mean, the vocals seemed to be a giant problem. His band completely punted on him. The production team had wanted nothing to do with him. They couldn't get his guitar plugged in right, and he's just going a cappella, bouncing from song to song, hoping that somebody will snap their fingers along to the jam. That is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever.
And that's
heard in
the Capital One Arena.
That was.
Like 14 people were behind him. I mean, Billy Ray comes up and wants to sing Take My Horse to the Old Town Road. I'm participating. You know,
is there more words to that song?
Bucket list moment.
Is there more words to it? That song?
Yeah.
Is there? Okay.
I don't even know, dude. But are we in agreement? Like, is
the worst.
Have you ever heard anything worse than that? From a concert standpoint, I feel
Frankie
like that's,
Valli,
that's
I
the
think
one.
90 years old is still doing
well. You
shows.
Had Fleetwood Mac falling off the stage, hammered.
That Stevie Nicks. Yeah, she was so drunk.
I mean, that's pretty rough.
And then she fell off her stool, and that was the end of the show. We all kind of like, what the hell? Yeah, Fleetwood Mac.
I mean, Jessica Simpson's sister, SNL, that was a rough one.
Oh, that was the lip-syncing one?
Yeah,
right?
That was bad.
Milli Vanilli?
I mean, I'm just going to sit this one out because I don't want to insult a Texas icon. You know, I know how much you appreciate the geriatric performances at the Cowboys
Strait?
Games.
George Strait?
No, that was pretty good.
Oh, which one are you going with?
I'm not going to say.
Okay.
Texas legend?
All right. Yeah.
Are you S-ing on Dolly right now?
Maybe.
You thought that Dolly performance was bad?
It was horrible. It was sad.
Come on.
It was sad.
You didn't like you're in the cheerleader
outfit? It was not
outfit?
More sad than what we just heard from Billy
nah,
Ray.
This was way worse than Dolly.
But that was at
sure.
least a planned production. Like, I think Billy Ray was hammered, and they're like, get out there, dude. You can do it.
No, I love you. Go kill some time for us, Bill.
Thank
you
Chief.
Drunk bastard.
Sound to the sports day here in the G-Bag Nation. We'll crosstalk with the fan after dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you on a Wednesday night next in the nation. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105 through the fan. We're about to hand it off to the fan after dark. Jory Epstein, Yahoo reporting tonight, says she's been looking in on Schottenheimer, talking around the league. People she spoke with said they spoke highly of him, said he got more from their quarterback than previous OCs. She must have been talking to somebody from Seattle, said, but it's hard to get a handle on what his scheme might be because it's been so long since he called plays. But, you know, he'd been kind of eliminated from consideration. He was consulting with the Jags and consulting with the Cowboys and the OC with no play calling last year. But he got credit for building his offense into the existing team's language. You know, like, I'm not going to make you guys change everything. I'll just figure out what your language is and marry that with my scheme. Maybe that's why he's so well-liked, you know, easy to work with. And then she talked to somebody in the Cowboys building and said that was good to know and they would like it if he got the job. But we haven't heard anything definitive, right? Not even that the interview process
Nothing.
Is over?
Nothing.
Maybe they went back to the Jones house and, you know, opened up a bottle of Johnny Walker and the rest will be history.
At 5 o'clock, David Moore said the interview was still going on. So, I mean, that was like at least a 4-hour interview so far. If it's still going on,
do they cater those things? Are you able to? You're snacking on stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. They bring dinner in.
Do we know? Raise your hand if you got to use the restroom or whatever.
Yeah, take a little break. Yeah.
Do we know where this interview is taking place?
I think it's at the Star.
At the Star. Mm. Could you do it at the crib? Could you do it at Shoddy's house?
They could do it. I would
at
do
Shoddy's
it.
House.
I would do it at Jerry's home before I would do it at Shoddy's house. I think.
No, Shoddy's a nickname for sure. That's been going on.
And for sure. But like, why would you interview him at his house?
I don't know.
That's a question.
Where's the bad place to interview your?
You interview at the facility.
No, because you have to.
You kind of want to get a feel for the leadership of the man in the house. You
I know, agree.
Like get him in his element.
Let's
see
do
how
it.
You
want to
see that the wife brings bad snacks out. Mm-hmm. You think like it's like,
how's the cooking?
Like the Velveeta is like a little like we talked about, little how, like brickish.
How do the kids behave?
Little brickish. You just want to make sure he's in control.
He's gonna be controlling my football team. I want to know how he controls his house.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it's a good point, Blake. Mm-hmm. Tonight's configuration, Blake and James.
Yes.
Okay, if Fred couldn't make it tonight, huh?
Fred is
Rock Chalk
at the TCU
Kansas
game tonight, and then he leaves for Kansas tomorrow for the weekend to go see his son play basketball.
Surprisingly, he's not going to the Chiefs game.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to convince him.
Oh. Yeah.
He's going to be in Kansas City on Sunday. I'm like, go to the game. He's like, I don't know.
You think he'd wear his roofing hoodie?
4-4?
Yeah.
Probably
he's wearing that right now.
49ers.
Free advertising. Yeah. Hoping to get on TV, sit behind the bench. Yeah. I'm not sure how I feel about his love for, you know, his passion for sports outside of this region so much.
Mm, talk to him. I love it. I'm with it.
I think a lot of people are questioning that and other things with him.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot to question. But his kid can hoop? I thought his kid was like 17 years old in Houston. What's he doing up in Kansas?
It's like a YMCA league.
He's in Kansas. I think, obviously, football season being done, it's basketball season. So he's going to support.
Okay.
Going to give him a couple of tips. I told him to bring
him
down
here. So
he's
on like a traveling team, huh?
I think this is just school. I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think this is his high school that he's hooping for. But I had a question for you guys because I thought who better to ask this. I saw this from Joseph Hoyt, who did some investigating on the media mash that Ed Werder was on today. He said the Cowboys did not use all 3 hours permitted in the Kellen Moore interview. Yeah, is that true, false? Do we know?
I believe that's true.
Okay. Yeah. And then if it is true, do you think it matters? knowing that Shoddy went 4 hours and Kellen Moore didn't even meet the
absolutely.
Three. Think that matters? Okay.
I mean, the Shoddy thing is showing you there's a lot to cover. You know, if we get past hurdles 1 and 2, then we're going to go to 3, 4, and 5. But if we don't get past 1 and 2, we're done here.
So you think they know Kellen Moore better than they know Schottenheimer, who's been the building?
I think that would be fair to say.
And maybe Kellen Moore wasn't impressed either. Maybe Kellen Moore doesn't want to take the job.
I think there were some questions if Kellen Moore, does he really want to come here? I think there were some questions.
Living in a good situation.
Yeah, I think there were some questions about that.
Yeah, I'd want to see all my options, that's for sure. What's coming up on the show tonight, gentlemen?
So speaking of Shoddy, at 7:20, we're going to do Shoddy or Shorty. Shoddy being Brian Schottenheimer, Shorty being Kellen Moore. Which coach would you rather have be your Dallas Cowboys next head coach? Obviously, we'll talk about the injury dilemma with Derek Lively and what that means for the Mavs season as well.
Yeah, they're tied at 8. First quarter with Minnesota over there at the AAC. Got an early start tonight on ESPN, so enjoy that. Hopefully they can do the unimaginable and beat this team. I mean, Prosper is starting. This team is so banged up and sick, apparently. Okay, thanks to...
Well, that's the ESPN Chief. Game. I was thinking it might have been on WFFA.
I did see that it's started to show on the DirecTV situation now. They got that cleared.
Yes. The stream. Yeah DirecTV stream. Thank goodness. That's what I've had, and it hasn't been popping up there.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup at Master Control. Thanks to Woolchuck and Schiafalo and Brian Broaddus. Back tomorrow at 2. We'll be live at Christie's on Lower Greenville. With our friends at Stella Artois. It'd be great if you could join us for some fellowship, and we'll crack a couple. All right, till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the nation. Salute.